Hey guys, what's up? It's Colton Lindsay, your host of The Colton Lindsay Show, where I interview people living epic lives and living life on their terms, creating massive value for others. Before we hop into today's episode, I want to share with you a word from my sponsors. First and foremost, it's my real estate sales team, the WGR Real Estate Sales Team located here in Utah. If you're looking to buy or sell real estate, or if you have a referral for us, get a hold of me or my sales team as quickly as possible. Also, if you're a real estate agent that's looking to maximize your profits inside of your business and grow to a next level, well, go to fearlessagent.com, the most effective and affordable coaching and training platform on the planet today, where you learn from my coach and mentor, Bob Leffler himself. And also, if you're looking to grow your financial freedom, I'm talking start to live life on your terms where you don't have to work for money, but money works for you, go to financialfreedomnation.com and learn the exact cash flow system that took me to financial freedom by the age of 31. Now, let's get into this week's episode and enjoy the show. And if you haven't clicked that like, comment, share, or subscribe button, do it now. What's up, guys? Colton Lindsay here. I'm the WGR Live, talking on my Facebook feed, where I get to say whatever the fuck I want, whenever I want, however I want, to whomever wants to join me. Appreciate you guys hopping on. As you guys begin to hop on, do me a favor, if you're watching this live, give me a yes in the comments. If you are watching this recorded, put the number one in the comments. I'd love to just see this. I'll go back and check that over time. Also, make sure to give me some reactions if you can connect or resonate with any of this that I'm sharing with you today. So yesterday, I had the chance to spend a whole day at the National Achievers Convention, and I think that's what it's called. Success Resources America put it on. It's a company I have studied with for years, previously known as New Peaks. It's where they teach financial beliefs. It's where they teach how to grow business. They teach how to grow on an inner level. And they put an event on where they brought some really cool speakers and trainers and influencers. Number one is a super awesome dude I love to follow. You guys might have heard of him, Gary Vaynerchuk. If you guys have heard Gary Vaynerchuk, put yes in the comments below. Kevin Ward, thanks for hopping on. I'm a big fan of yours as well. The other guy I heard from was Mr. Tony Robbins himself. I love Tony Robbins. I remember the first time I went to his event at UPW 2015. It was one that completely revolutionized me financially, spiritually, physically, all of the above, took myself to another level. And he took me, I believe, yesterday to one more level. Okay, so how many of you guys have already heard of the idea of the science of achievement? We might have heard it as the science of getting rich or the science of creating what we want. Like, there's literally a step-by-step science. If we want a specific result in our life, that if we follow it, we can create it into real life. Put yes in the comments below if you would love to know the science of achievement, or put I know it if you've already learned it and you're working on it and you're growing with it. I'd love to see where you're at with your science of achievement. Ever since I went to UPW, that was one thing that I had already started growing and learning on, and I have really applied it. Build a successful real estate business. We've got an amazing online presence in what we're doing with our revenue streams there. We've just been really able to grow our organization with some awesome leaders, okay? But over the last 18 months, really maybe the last 12 months, since I went and hung out with Chief Hawk in the middle of the desert, Mojave Desert. Since I went with him, I've been really working on some inner world, on how to create this thing called the art of fulfillment. And Tony talks about it a lot. The art of fulfillment, if I am not achieving that in my life, this art, because there's not necessarily a science behind it, it's more of a harmonic flow, a way of tapping into our inner world, our inner connection, our God self, that allows us to be filled with love, joy, abundance, appreciation, prosperity, tranquility. These are emotions that are amazing, right? Emotion is simply energy in motion. Give me some thumbs up if those are energies that you wish to have more in your life. Love and abundance and prosperity and enthusiasm, excitement. These are some emotions I have really specifically focused, I've decided, committed to allow into my life, and it's been amazing. It's been an amazing journey. However, I realized, because we had a set of negative emotions, fear, doubt, worry, overwhelmment, irritation, and impatience, these energies that bring us down, these energies that make us feel like we're suffering, and really that's what it is, suffering. Put a no in the comments below if you want to be done suffering. If you're tired of any time something triggers a negative emotion in you, that you just lose your shit and you're just unhappy the rest of the day. Okay, so that's what I was. I've gotten to the point where I don't stay all day unhappy ever. I remember younger, I used to be miserable for weeks. It's depression, right? And through learning the art of fulfillment, little by little, it's been taking these thorns, these little irritations from the inside, and just letting them float away. I learned something very important yesterday from Tony, is that when there are certain triggers, there's a home setting that we go to, right? For me, I realized it was frustration, overwhelmment, impatience, and or anxiety. How many of you guys can resonate with that's a space you go to on a regular basis? I know I've talked about it a lot lately because I've identified more and more of my coaching students, people in my organization, friends, people just reaching out to me saying, dude, I felt anxiety, how do I deal with it? And I've shared with them how I have dealt with it, okay? But I didn't realize that's where my home base was, that I would float back to that naturally. And so what I made the decision, the conscious decision yesterday, to make a new home base of energy and emotion, because I can quickly go to love and abundance and enthusiasm. I want that to be my new home base. I want peace and tranquility to be the place that when something is triggered inside that didn't really go the way I had planned it, right? I saw it going a certain way and it went a different way, that instead of going to that frustration, that irritation, I go to, wow, what am I going to learn from this? What is it that God has in store for me here? Because there is one piece to the puzzle in all of our success, and I have so clearly been identifying this more and more, and I'm extremely thankful for it, but it's this little word called grace, right? Grace to me is what is off the radar, the shit we can't see, right? We all wake up every day and we've got a plan at least a lot of the people I hang out with have a plan and intention or a way they believe things should happen, right? Because we're really, we're innovators. We want to create, we want to do, we want to make shit happen in our lives. If you follow me, that's probably what you're into, right? There is a whole other group out there that they just want to be whiny ass little bitches, but they typically don't follow me because I'm too offensive for them. But the people that I don't offend, the people that I inspire and motivate and give courage to, they have this idea of how things that they want to create, right? And if you're like that, if you're like me, and sometimes things don't go exactly as planned, that's when this home-based energy comes back and knocks you off guard and you become a little bit of a whiny bitch yourself, right? I've done it myself. I've done it with my family. I've done it with my team. I've done it with my friends, my mastermind partners. And I choose that no more, but I choose to go to a love and abundance and to shift that art of fulfillment, right? So how do we do that? Well, it's through God's grace a lot of the times, right? When that shit doesn't go our way, that's probably God's hand. If we're in that vibration of love and abundance and service and massive value for others, if that's the energy that we're putting out and things don't fall in exact alignment like we think they should, that's God's hand. That's the stuff coming off the radar that we couldn't see, that we weren't projecting with our visual eye, okay? But this is God stepping in and saying, hey, I know what you are. You're my finger here. You're my little servant here on earth, and I'm able to create through you. This is God giving us that grace. So to be more receptive of that grace is to allow the art of fulfillment to happen, because you don't know whose life you're going to touch, who you're going to inspire, and it might be yours, it might be your family members, it might be someone you don't even know, okay? Next step, Gary Vaynerchuk. Gary Vaynerchuk rocks. What's up, David? My Financial Freedom Nation Accelerator motherfucker. I love you being on here. Give me some thumbs up. Appreciate you being a part of the nation. Gary Vaynerchuk is one dude that he is not out to do anything except for empower human beings' lives. And it surprised me how many people yesterday had never heard of Gary Vaynerchuk. So if you've never heard of the dude, go check him out. Just search Gary Vaynerchuk. Go check him out. I'm sure you probably know him. Put a one in the comments if you met the dude before me, or at least heard of him or followed him or seen something of him. Because the guy is calling bullshit on so many people that are pretending to live the art of fulfillment. See, the science of achievement, we can easily portray through social media that we are living the art of fulfillment, that we're living this passion and excitement. Okay? I love the fact that Gary Vee always brings up, dude, you are 1 in 400 trillion chance that you even exist, that your parents fucked down and created you. And so many times we fall into this victim mentality. I'm as guilty of this as you are, right? This is with where we fail with the art of fulfillment, is that we actually fall into this suffering victim mentality, and where we blame our outer circumstances and we just didn't didn't take responsibility, right? Grant Cardone talks about the similar idea that Gary shared with us yesterday, that is if someone rear-ends him as he's driving down the road, he's like, fuck, why didn't I leave earlier or a little bit later? Like, he takes responsibility for it. So my question to you is what are you not taking responsibility for in your life that is causing you to go to that state of suffering, of negative energy, negative emotion that you'd like to just be done with, that you just like to breathe in and see that thought and realize it's not your thought and let it float away. And just realize that you are an amazing miracle to even exist on a planet with 7.5 billion other human beings at a time where we can turn on a little device, communicate through each other, and actually create value or we can even take away from others. If that's what you're into is sucking people's energy away, like that's not my thing, but we have this ability to do amazing things right now on the planet and in the existence, in the universe, and whatever the hell this is that we're in, right? So we have to make a conscious choice. Do we want to just hold back and squander it and wait for it to happen, wait for it to unfold, or realize, just say, fuck it, I'm all in. I'm going to create life on my terms. Am I willing to do whatever it takes? And whatever it takes is to stop being a whiny little bitch and go to this love, this peace, this enjoyment, this abundance, and go to that next level. How many of the people out there that you see on social media tend to appear they're having an amazing life? My guess is, based on the results as I've progressed financially with my achievement, that there's a lot of people that are not hitting that fulfillment level. How do I know? Because I was one of those people. I was making a lot of money and really unhappy. I've also been in that stage where I was making not a lot of money, unhappy, right? See, what good, and by the way, making a lot of money and being unhappy is so much better than making no money and being happy. If you had to choose between those two, choose the one where making more money is part of that, right? However, there's that another level, that level of fulfillment, okay? And how do we get to it? We stop pretending. We stop trying to portray that our energy is different than it really is. Right, you can hop in a Lamborghini, or you can go and put your pictures up of your amazing life at the club, or you can just have all the great out there, which is fun. But if you go home and you're by yourself and you're in that secret space where you can't get your thoughts to shut down and you're just miserable all the time, if you can't sit there in peace, if you can't sit there and be grateful and connect to your creator, your God, your father, the energy, the source that created all of this, if you can't get into that zone, you're wasting your fucking life away every single second. Because that's the space of fulfillment. That's the space of, you know, I'm more than this physical body. I'm more than this temporal experience. I am everything. I am existence. I am forever. That's the space that I hope you can find. And not only that I hope you can find, but that you can make a habit in here to go there often, over and over again. That it lights up your face, that you have a smile on your face just for being here, just for existing. You have no other need to be able to label to yourself of your self-worth or value. It's not needed. Go to that space. And you do that by stop pretending, by stop painting a picture that things are better than they should be or they are or whatever it is. Trying to paint that picture for others that your life is amazing, and start painting that picture that your life just truly is fulfilled and amazing no matter your level of achievement. Success and achievement will develop because it's a technique. It's a simple how-to formula, A plus B equals C sort of mathematical equation. Right? And then there's that next part of tapping in to that fulfillment where God's grace just gives you pieces that don't make sense in the mathematical equation, right? It just doesn't add up. For example, a real estate person could, and I saw this just recently, you might be making a shit ton of cold calls and get no business from your cold calls, then all of a sudden this magical little gift comes over here that you get a call back from a friend that you ran into at the gym or whatever, says, hey, I'm looking to sell my house, can you help me out? I saw you posting about how you're hustling, right? Whatever it is, okay? So that's God's grace coming into you. It's putting forth the effort, the energy to create amazing life, to create, to be a part of this existence. And that to me is the space I want to be in all the time. so grateful that I realized my thermostat was set to go to a safe place of frustration and overwhelmment. And it's like, dude, as I told this one of my business partners, Greg, is like, I have these ideas of things I want to execute on within my business. And I said, Greg, be prepared because I'm going to say I'm going to do these and I'm going to probably hustle my ass off and I'm going to hit maybe 70% of those if I'm lucky, right? So just be patient with me. Be patient because it will happen with time. And that's what I learned is sometimes I overestimate what I can get done in the short run and underestimate what I can create in my existence and what in the long run. And when we're patient with that, when we set our direction and make the commitment and we step forward, God's grace will continue to feed us. God's grace will continue to lay out the next stepping stone, light up the next stairway, open us through the next door. When we ask, it is given. Okay? We become what we think about most of the time. What is it you want to become? What is it you're tired of being, of feeling, of experiencing that you want to change? Because like Grandpa Pete said, nothing changes if nothing changes. Okay? In order to change the emotion of fear, of doubt, of misery, of anxiety, or hate, or jealousy, or whatever your thing is, whatever your home energy is, right? In order to change that, you've got to change the way you think and the way you deal with your patterns, with your habitual way of existing. It doesn't have to be where you automatically go back to misery. It can be to where you automatically wake up, fuck yeah, I'm alive, let's fucking do this. But then all of a sudden, oh, wait a second, I don't have any money. Fuck it, doesn't matter, money's not real, I'm doing it anyways. Or you know what, it's cold outside, I don't want to go outside, so I'm going to sit here and not do some fun shit. Fuck it, I'm going, I don't give a shit, I'll put an extra coat on because I'm going to go do it. I'm going to make it happen. It doesn't have to be, well, you know what, I had an awesome summer with my business, but the market shifted, I'm not so sure, it's into fall, things have slowed down, the inventory's building up, things are slowing up. It doesn't have to be where you're afraid shit's going to fall apart in the future and be like, fuck it, I'm going for it, I'm going to put in the work, I'm going to push the energy out there, I'm going to smile, and I am going to create some massive value for other people, and I'm going to trust that God is going to put his hand in, and he's going to say, here you go, here's the next piece of the puzzle, now it's you that's got to run with it a little bit more. Thanks for watching, guys. If you want to learn more of what I'm into right now, make sure that you're sharing this video with other people and you're following me. Go to my Facebook group, Financial Freedom Nation. Go to Fearless Agent Facebook group. Go to Real Estate Hustlers Facebook group. Do whatever it is if you want more of this stuff and what we're applying with the step-by-step side of things. We'll see. Hey, I just want to real quick say thanks for listening in to another episode of the Colton Lindsay Show, where I interview epic people living epic lives by creating massive value for others. Once again, go to my website, www.thefinancialfreedomnation.com, to learn how you can create financial freedom starting today. And if you're a real estate agent that wants to learn how to do business completely differently than all other agents, well, go to fearlessagent.com, and we'll see you there. Thanks for watching, guys. Subscribe, comment, like, and share.